Sometimes you feel so alone and overwhelmed, you don't know where to turn. These days, it seems like there is no end to our problems. We invite you to connect with Silent Unity, the 24-hour prayer ministry, where someone is waiting to pray with you right now. Since 1890, Silent Unity has always been there. No judgment or dogma, just someone affirming the best for you. Call 816-969-2000 today. You can also connect online at unityprayervigil.org.
Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
This one is called The Pants. Take 8.
Yoga.
Welcome to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, the best-looking guys on the radio. We all know the funniest things happen when we stop taking ourselves too seriously and step out boldly, like Mr. Magoo blindly stepping onto the next swinging girder and falling into an outrageous jackpot. Your hosts, Daryl and Ed, are about to administer a refreshing dose of laughter and love that will inspire you to step out boldly and experience the funniest things. Now, here are your hosts, Daryl and Ed.
Welcome to The Funniest Thing.
Yes.
Where each week we share stories about how stepping out boldly always leads us to better than expected outcomes.
Thank goodness.
I'm Daryl.
And I'm Ed.
And we're broadcasting live from middle school studios in downtown Culver City, the heart of Screenland.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And what, and you know what?
What? Ed, what?
You don't have to be gay to let your joy out of the closet.
That's right. Today's show is called Let Your Joy Out of the Closet with Brenda Strickland. Life is an inside job. With complete trust that God is on our side, our joy comes to life. Enthusiasm increases as we anticipate big, happy surprises. We're happy with who we are, and quality companions are drawn to us. And we're very excited, because after the break, author Brenda Strickland kicks the closet door open with today's daily word, unique.
Oh, I saw my typo. It was supposed to be when we're happy.
Yeah.
But it works either way.
Yes, I thought it was letting us know that when we live this way, we're happy.
We are.
With who we are.
Well, you know why when we live this way, we're happy? Because we have a little trivia for our audience.
I don't think you made a typo. I think right now your brain is thinking too much. Because it says we're happy with who we are and quality companions are drawn to us.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, speaking of quality companions.
Jesus Christ.
Comes to mind.
Yes.
And I wonder if any of our listeners may or may not already know this little fact.
I wonder, because Daryl was listening to Discovering Eric, Funniest Thing with Eric Butterworth. No, Discovering Eric Butterworth with Reverend Tom Thorpe, which is a show in the archives we talk about frequently. And he was reminded Jesus Christ actually means.
Yes, because
the name Jesus actually
means I am.
Yes, and we've talked about that before.
On the show.
Yes.
But I don't think we've ever talked about what the word Christ means. And I learned from Discovering Eric Butterworth, Eric Butterworth himself explains that Christ is from a Hebrew term meaning anointed or anointed one.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we say Jesus Christ, it's almost like a great cosmic riddle. Like God even had another funny sense of humor to get us
to acknowledge our divinity.
Yes.
And recognize who we really are.
Because when we say Jesus Christ, we're really saying, I am anointed.
And that's really what, you know, Jesus was often talking about the kingdom of God being within you. Today's show is called Let Your Joy Out of the Closet. And Actually, Daryl today was talking to the Laughing Nun, Sister Lucia,
yes,
down at Pauline Books and Media. And she and Daryl...
Well, she asked us what the top...
Yes.
Because Ed and I do our planning at the Pauline Books and Media, which is the nuns' convent and bookstore here in Culver City.
It's prayer conditioned over there.
Oh, my God. You just walk in that place and immediately we stop beating each other up.
Well, at least... Slowly, if we're going to beat each other up, it's a nice whacking session that ends in joyous laughter and banter.
Yes. So when we were done, Ed had to hurry off to work, and I was on my way out the door when Sister Lucia grabbed me by the collar and said, "So what's today's show about?"
Not so fast, Daryl.
Yeah, exactly. And at first I go, "Oh, I'm going to get a lecture if I don't answer this correctly."
Yeah.
But I told her, I said, it's about letting the joy inside, letting that life is in inside out job, that when we all our real effort should ever be is recognizing the joy within us, the peace within us, and then our circumstances correspond. And then she said, "Well, do you know the truth about that?" And I went, "Uh-oh." And then she said, "The joy is always there. You don't even have to make it happen. You just have
to." That is right.
You just have to remember it's there. Just acknowledge it's there.
Yes.
And it ignites the flame of the joy.
That's right.
And things start corresponding.
That's funny. We talk about this with Unity. And we talk about how the joy of Unity is there in their archives, in the early, the very first writings and the spirit of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. It's there. And oftentimes I think, you know, we need to run around and reinvent things. And it's really, you know, and find a way to sell ourselves or whatever we're about. And this is beyond just Unity. This is just life in general for most of us, especially creative people, people who want to live this like inspired life. You know, and too often it turns into, and we're going to read about this in a little bit here, a series of like arduous steps of trying to reinvent ourselves or trying to become something we're not. Whereas the truth is deep inside ourselves, just like Jesus Christ, the meaning of his name is I am appointed.
I am anointed.
I am anointed. Excuse me. I am anointed. Daryl was in, when we remember we're anointed, it changes everything. We don't need the approval of a boss or even the president of the United States or the person next to us, or we don't need the approval of a coach or a guru or a mentor. We don't need the approval of our parents or anyone else, because we have each and every one of us been anointed. And when we see it in ourselves, then it's easier to see it in other people. Daryl was at Starbucks yesterday in line, and there was all this, you know, chaos going on. And I just reminded him of our three breaths. I said, "Don't feel disappointed. You've been anointed."
Yes.
And when I said it, I felt better.
And I said immediately, just knowing these are our three breaths, I feel 1,000 times better.
So wherever you are, if you find yourself getting bogged down by feeling out of place or feeling run down, run over by life.
And even if you find yourself cursing, saying, "Jesus Christ," you're actually saying, it's actually another little joke's on you, because you're really starting to kick yourself out of it. Because what you're really saying is, "Wait a minute, I'm anointed."
Yeah, and anointed to me is blessed.
Yes.
You came to this earth with everything you need to be the amazing person you are. It doesn't come from outside. It was already placed upon you and when you entered this life. So it's just a matter of take the burden off of other people searching for communities or other people to affirm who you are, because we're going to talk about that as well. And just recognize you already are that. And the more you feel that and then bless other people around you with that, the more I personally feel more connected to community than I ever have in my life. I honor the uniqueness of everyone around me more now, because I feel better in myself and I realize that it's always been there. It comes from within, and my only job is to plug in to what is already there. Like Sister Lucia said, the joy is always there.
Yes, because sometimes you get the idea of joining a group is to find a group of something special than everybody else.
Yeah.
That'll make me feel okay with who I am because I'm a member of this group. And we're saying, you're already a member of a special group, the human race.
Yeah, because a lot of people say find your tribe or something like that. And a lot of times, this is the deal, like the energy with which we do things is very important. So Daryl and I were talking the other day, a lot of times when people say they're looking for community or a tribe, It's really like saying, I'm looking for a separate group that I can cling to, because we're all part of a community.
Yes.
Period. We cannot be separate. People in the community may say, you're not like us. Blah, people can yap and blah, 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 say what they want. But the truth is we're all connected.
Yes.
The truth is we're all anointed.
And when all we need to do is keep reminding ourselves, I am anointed. And what happens? Then the perfect, like we read in our description, quality companions are drawn to us.
Yeah, because I mean, think about when we're kids, some of the greatest friends we meet, we just happen to be sitting by next to them. And you know, like you fall into that friendship so easily. And you know, you can't even remember not knowing them. That's the way God works still.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to like force it. So
we're going to wake up Jeff right now with these three breaths.
What you're about to hear may tear the lid off your consciousness.
Yes. You may feel disturbed and uncomfortable and just sit there and feel it.
Feel the Holy Spirit moving through you. Know that you are appointed.
Let's take a breath to clear our mind.
Why do you keep saying appointed?
I don't. I'll tell you why in a moment.
Okay.
I don't feel disappointed because I am anointed.
I don't feel disappointed. Cause I am anointed.
I don't feel disappointed.
Because I am anointed.
Yeah. Tell you why I keep saying appointed and anointed, because I just happened to listen to a little spiritual porn, Joel Osteen.
Oh, good.
He did a whole episode about how we've all been anointed, but a lot of times we have to just keep living joyfully where we are. And then at some point he was saying we're appointed to the thing that we've always dreamed is possible.
Yes, that's what we're going to read about.
Yeah, so that's why I keep flipping those around.
I finally found the dirty magazines under his car seat, ladies and gentlemen. He was listening to Joel Osteen again, which we highly recommend as well.
In Jesus' name.
There he is.
God bless you.
Well, kicking off today's readings is from November 26th of a book called A Deep Breath of Life by Alan Cohen, who's been a guest on our show.
Alan Cohen.
And if you're interested in any of these books we're reading from, they're all on our Goodreads list, which you could find at DarylNed.com.
It's rare that the people that are up in the hay house come down from their throne and join us on a show like this.
I know. It was really...
But Jeremiah asked us to bag the big fish. And
he did. And this is called I Am Good Fortune. And it's perfect for what we're talking about. There is no force outside of you that can determine what happens to you, but there is a very potent force inside you that sets the stage for every event you experience.
Yes.
Enlightenment is an inside job.
Yes.
I heard a little enlightenment come up from lunch.
Oh, man.
Luck is not a capricious gift that whimsically falls into our lap. It's a force we activate with our thoughts, feelings, attitude, words, and actions.
Yes. Yeah, the first line's good.
Should I?
No.
They're right here, yeah. If you are waiting for a particular person to come along and make your life wonderful, that person is you. The more you love yourself and realize, like we're saying, just affirm, I am appointed. I am anointed.
Uh-huh.
Just remember that. The greater your power to draw quality companions will become. At this very moment, you have everything you need to set into motion a chain of events that will change your life forever.
The funny thing is you have been both appointed and anointed.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's another thing. Appoint yourself to the role of whatever it is you desire to be. Know that you don't need any outside approval. You've been appointed and anointed.
And now we have a very special reading. The next few things happen coincidentally. Like our show normally comes to – actually, we pretty much – and not that – it's not by any virtue, and we're not claiming to be better than anyone about
Go ahead and say it.
But every week our show seems to come together in a very serendipitous way because we don't control really what the outcomes – going to be, other than we realize what the daily word for the upcoming show is going to be.
Yes.
And coincidentally, this was just what I needed for myself to read. The other night, I found this old pamphlet. It's one of those old spiritual pamphlets you can't even find anymore. They used to be popular in the Unity churches. And then every spiritual group would write in these like little type of booklets.
Yes,
and
this was, they're so good. I love this thing. They have these weird, some of them have this weird cover material.
Like, yeah, the cover feels like faux leather, like a but leather it's paper.
Jacket,
yeah.
Like you used to wear in college.
And this is called Success Through Superconscious Power, and it's by Roy Eugene Davis.
Plus they have these great names, like superhero titles.
And it's from 1959.
Yes, it's so good.
And listen to what he says. This guy was actually, I found out, I did a little research. He was in the United States military and then became a student of Yogananda, right?
Yogananda.
Yogananda. Or as we say on the East Coast, Yogananda.
Yes.
So anyway.
Yogananda.
He really got Bed Bath and Beyonda. He really got into it.
Yes.
And he's just like a nuts and bolts type guy. And here's what he says. There are no limitations or barriers except in your own mind. Remove the mental barrier and you find the physical one gone. Accept the idea of bondage and you are bound. Accept the idea of freedom and it is done.
That is so good.
Are you willing to take the consequences of moving in spirit? And this is why it's scary, because it means letting go of planning and striving like
yes.
we think we should. And here he goes. Are you willing to see your life change in a twinkling of an eye? If you are, you can see a miracle. I have seen the best laid plans of men go astray, and I have seen the effortless demonstration of spiritual power. When the consciousness was right, years ago, I used to plan lecture campaigns following the ideas of others. I would place ads in the papers, mail cards to prospective persons, rent a hall, and get ready for work. Lo and behold, on opening night, only a few chairs would be occupied. And on the subsequent night, fewer still would show up. This went on for quite some time. By following the advice of men, as it were, my success was a hit and miss proposition. Then the miracle happened. I stopped planning according to the ideas of men and started to step out on my own intuitive leanings. Out of nowhere, people came to the lectures and brought their friends. Out of nowhere, offers came forward to appear on radio and TV. Never before in my life have I seen more clearly that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men and things unto me. I want to stress the idea of integrity in living, for there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. And if you are honest in your thoughts and actions, you will experience only good in your life, and that in superabundance. Instead of trying to do good, you will automatically become a focal point of power. A rose gives off its fragrance from within. You give out this power, and there is no end. It does not originate with you. It flows through you and blesses all with whom you come in contact. It is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Oh.
I mean, I get the image, and I'm not the one who originated the image, but I get that image of, like, we get so used to rowing the boat, and we're trying to go upstream, and it's like it can seem a little bit scary to our trained mind to just let go and believe that the stream, if we just go with the stream, we're going to end up where we need to be. But that's like what I thought about with what he's saying, that power flows through us. And this
yes.
is a guy who like literally sat at the feet of Yogananda
yes.
and when he was alive. And Yogananda turned out to be a very down-to-earth,
yes.
loving guy from what we understand from
yes.
that book.
Roy Eugene Davis is still alive. Matter of fact, his center is in Georgia.
Yeah.
And on one of his little clips, he talks about his time with Yogananda. And Yogananda would start every service the same.
Yeah.
He would show up right on time.
Yeah.
And he would read a little scripture from the New Testament
right.
on the topic. Just a few little scriptures, nothing long.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would read a little from the Bhagavad Gita
yeah.
that coincided with that. And then he would talk for only about 10 minutes. And then he would say to everyone, okay, rise up. And everyone would stand up and he'd go, is everybody ready to live? And they would go, yes, we are ready to live. And then he would say, okay. And
yes.
everyone would sit down. And then he would get his instrument.
Like a sitar or something? Or a harmonium?
Yes, a harmonium, I believe. And he would just start playing, and everyone would go into meditation.
That's great. While we were getting ready for the show, I opened my email.
Right after I read the Roy Davis.
And we got the Emmett Fox resource email from Golden Key Ministries, which we recommend subscribing to. And it said, and it was called Peace of Soul by Emmett Fox. We'll read this, then we'll go to the break. And it's so perfect for today. It's a little bit abridged here. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Because, you know, what he described and when he went from pushing and shoving and doing what everyone else was trying to do to get people in the seats or into your business or into your coaching or into whatever, it wasn't working. But underneath it, it was because he was probably afraid that he didn't know how to do it. He wasn't going to be able to do it, so he was following everyone else. But once he stopped doing that, things changed, right?
Yes.
He said, this true interior soul peace was known to the mystics as serenity. And they are never tired of telling us that serenity is the grand passport to the presence of God. Before you can make any true spiritual progress, you must achieve serenity. And it is that fundamental tranquility of soul that Jesus refers to by the word peace, the peace that passes all human understanding. The peacemakers are those who bring about this peace in their own souls. They surmount limitation and become actually, not merely, potentially, the children of God. This condition of mind is the objective at which Jesus aims. Of course, to be a peacemaker in the usual sense of composing the quarrels of other people is an excellent thing, but as all practical people know, it's an excessively difficult role to fill. But once you understand the power of prayer, you will be able to heal many quarrels in the true way, probably without speaking at all. The silent thought of the all power of love and wisdom will cause trouble to melt away almost imperceptibly. You will become a peacemaker.
You know what? You know why it's difficult? Because it really means I have to be willing to trust enough to stand still and see the salvation, oh Lord, without me thinking I have to do something.
I experienced that today in my lunch groups. We'll talk about that. Coming up next, author Brenda Strickland kicks the closet door open with today's daily word, which is unique. Thank you for listening to Funniest Thing on Unity Online Radio.
This one is called The Pants. Take 8.
Unity Online Radio brings you inspiring programs on a variety of spiritual topics. Giving to the network is now easier than ever. Simply text Unity Radio to 72727 from your smartphone. You can make a one-time or recurring donation. Your gifts help us offer enriching spiritual programs that reach listeners around the world. Text Unity Radio to 72727. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Ed.
And we're the hosts of Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed on Unity Online Radio.
Yes.
We wanted to let you know that my book, What If Godzilla Just Wanted a Hug, is available on Amazon and at the Unity Village Bookstore.
And my album, Coconut Donut, Musically Delicious, is available on iTunes or at coconutdonut.com.
Yes! And we guarantee if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied with your purchase of either item,
you can throw it over the fence.
Maybe your neighbor will like it.
Yes, and you can also find both items at darylanded.com.
That's gourmet.
Daryl and Ed love you.
Spirit of Recovery is the place where spirituality and recovery meet, where we support your spiritual growth. Reverend Anna Schaus, PhD, interviews down-to-earth guests who share with you how they keep going and growing in recovery. Spirit of Recovery is the place to get practical tips and join in lively discussions on topics that matter to recovering people. This program welcomes everyone who wants to know more about recovery. Join Anna and her guests live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Time on Spirit of Recovery, where we talk about what keeps you growing. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
You're listening to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, the best-looking guys on the radio. If you have a question or comment about today's show, or if you'd like to join in the discussion, friend us on Facebook at Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, or email us at funniestthing@unityonlineradio.org. Now, back to Funniest Thing.
Welcome back to the other side of the break. You made it. We're so happy you're here.
That's right.
You know what today's topic is, Ed?
Let's hear it.
Let your joy out of the closet with our guest, Brenda Strickland.
Yes, she's coming up here in a few minutes. Here's a quick reading from Eric Butterworth. Because part of letting our joy out of the closet is when we see things as they really are, the joy flows naturally. And when we see things as we really are, Eric Butterworth on page 22 in Celebrate Yourself says, if you really see a thing, you need nothing more. We tend to see in part, thus with a fragmented perspective, we judge by appearances. The need is to see things as one, to see together. Actually, the word consciousness literally means to see together. When you become a whole person in terms of the positive outlook on life, you project the kind of vibration that has a healing, harmonizing, and prospering influence. You can bet that the happy person will have the least illness. The confident person will have the greatest chance for success, and the positive thinker will seem to have all the good luck. When we find ourselves disturbed or down or coming apart at the seams, we need to say to ourselves, you are a whole person and it is high time you started acting like one. There may be challenges and challenging personalities, but you can cope because the whole of spirit is always within you. You are wonderful. You are whole.
Well, you got to say that I can imagine that's like a sergeant on the battlefield.
Try it the way you like
giving
it.
You a slap in the face and saying, you are a whole person. It's high time you started acting like one, boy.
That's right.
That's right. Sometimes I have to talk to myself like that.
Yes, yes. And it's funny because I had a challenging personality that I've talked about in the past at the lunch group today. This one woman, I keep blessing her, and Daryl and I invented a new visualization where we're blessing situations. You see that little stinker in there? Imagine like you're pulling weeds out and just tossing them out of the situation so that they can be redistributed to a place where they'll be happy and they can do the joyous job they want to do.
Yes, so what we're saying is if there's somebody in your life that seems to be an irritant, right, for lack of a better word, and you're praying for their best, but you still feel a little funky when you're about to see them next time or wherever that is, we suggest just imagine that they're only about, a foot tall?
Yeah.
Like they're a tiny little person, and you're like God grabbing them by the back of the collar, and you just go whoop over your shoulder and out of the situation.
Yeah.
And it actually feels really good because, one, it's humorous, and two, it kind of reminds me that God's handling it.
Exactly.
And then when you
see
them,
that's really what it's like. It's like taking it off of your tray so you're not even thinking about them.
The concern is now off my shoulders in a fun way. And we were also saying about this person, let's pray for her to be happy because then God really will pluck her, whoop, and toss her to a place where she will, because she's obviously not happy where she is.
Yeah, and she because she's a powerful, radiant person, but she's unhappy. She kind of like takes up a lot of space in the situation, right? And today, it's so funny because I have four groups, and the last group is the only one she tends to be around for because it's a rather large group of fourth and fifth graders, and they're more the place we do the group is right outside the regular cafeteria. But the group right before – I mean, we did all that. Right before that group, I saw my two friends walking by, these two teachers, and I said, hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're on our prayer walk. I said, pray for me. I can use it. And sure enough, the group started. I didn't see that. Well, I saw her one time, but someone else, she was groveling to someone else, not to me.
It worked.
The kids were just angels. The group actually ended very gracefully and easily today. The whole thing was blessed. It didn't take it because part of me was ready. Oh, I'm going to tell her, how it is.
No,
but I didn't have to do any of that.
No, because we threw her over our shoulders.
Exactly. And it cleared the whole thing. So imagine that with some situations in your life because, again, at the very least, it's letting you know that it's not your job to force anything to happen.
No.
That you're just reopening the flow of life, letting your joy out of the closet.
It sure is. And speaking of joy out of the closet,
let's thank our listeners.
We are so happy you're here every week. We look forward to doing this show to be with you. I don't know, probably more than you enjoy being with us.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Because it really does motivate us each week, and we really do appreciate your comments, your emails, and just recently Carol Smith sent a very generous donation towards the show.
Awesome. And also we got we had a visitor, Christina Robom, who's been on the show, Yoga in Your Workplace, I think it's called.
Yep.
Her program, Yoga in Your Workplace.
We met her in downtown Culver City, the heart of Screenland.
Akasha with her friend Stephen Morrison, and we had a good little meal together.
Oh, it was
awesome. We love when our guests come through town, so you can always reach out to us and spend a little time with Daryl and Ed.
Yeah, in the heart of Screenland.
That's right. right. So
it's Christmas, Ed.
Give the gift of thumb drives. You can always put episodes of our show or any of the shows on Unity Online Radio, like the Discovering Eric Butterworth, Coach Carla.
Touching the stillness.
Touching the stillness.
Any show. Pipe. Yeah, if there's shows that you that in your mind that make you think of a friend of yours might benefit from listening, just load them on a thumb drive. It's absolutely free, which is another wonderful service of Unity Online Radio. You can download them right from that website or from iTunes.
Yeah. If you only eat vegan fare, there's even a vegan show, Main Street Vegan.
Oh, we got everything here on Unity Online Radio.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can actually send us something at Funniest Thing, P.O. Box 1312, Culver City, California, 90232. You can communicate with us at DarylandEd.com at the contact page, or you could go to our Funniest Thing fan page and message us there.
On Facebook.
Yeah, or Funniest Thing at UnityOnlineRadio.org.
And now... And you wouldn't have any of these shows to download on a thumb drive.
You're not kidding.
If we didn't have a very important person, instrumental of... I think,
and it would not sound as good, nearly as good as it does, or it wouldn't be out on iTunes or all these things.
Because it has to be of a certain caliber. And the person we're about to thank is... the
chief engineer.
Yes, at Unity Village.
And his name is...
Jeff Comfort.
An amazing thing is that each week...
he takes us...
right into... the comfort zone. Yeah.
Wow. And nice. The sound effect.
Nice. He's on the drums today. Whoa. And now he hopped in his jet and there he goes. Shout out to Message of Hope, our friend Kimberly Moreau, who works over there and actually is at the phone number 866-421-3066. We had the pleasure of meeting Kimberly while we were at Unity Village and she let us know how much we are appreciated by the blind and visually impaired community.
They really, you know what, that entire blind community really does believe that we are the best looking guys on the radio.
Isn't it amazing? We have a little story about Chico coming up in a little while here, but they, the Message of Hope provides free spiritual materials to those in need. They provide resources in Braille and audio CDs, / CDs to people who are blind or visually impaired. Again, 866-421-3066, and Kimberly will be happy to help you there.
And if you're feeling alone and you're on your own,
flesh and bone,
by the telephone,
pick up the receiver, they'll make you a believer.
That's right, we're talking about the prayer line, Silent Unity.
Silent Unity. Which, what was it used to be called? The Society?
The Society of Secret Help.
Silent Help, I think.
Silent Help.
To call it the Secret Society of Silent Help, but it was the Society of Silent Help originally. That's what's really... was the hub of Unity to start the whole thing so long ago. Myrtle herself would be the prayer there.
Yes, she would.
So they're still doing it. It's amazing.
They haven't stopped the prayer vigil in over 125 years.
I think
years.
That's why it's such a great resource, because you feel that when you call them or when you use their app, which is the letter U and the word pray. You can text in a prayer.
Oh.
They'll email you an affirmative letter back in return. Or send you one in the mail if you so desire. And the number is 800-NOW-PRAY or 800-669-7729. If you're trying to let your joy out of the closet, especially, around the holidays, it's funny how these things can be mixed blessings. The holidays, things can come up any time of year, though. If you're you want to let your joy out of the closet, call the prayer line and they will help you with that.
And just today, coincidentally, we got a message from a fan, Kathy Quinn. And she got in touch with us a week or so ago about her daughter's friend who was going through some seemingly scary and serious tests with her health. Yeah. So we reminded her of the prayer line, and she just texted us this right before the show. I forgot to tell you, after I called the prayer line last week for my daughter's friend, she went to the doctor's office and they found that the lymphoma had not spread to her organs. The power of prayer is amazing.
That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. And, I just want to say, don't be stingy with your prayer needs. It's not, it can be used for anything and everything that's troubling
thing,
your mind.
The tiniest thing. Call the prayer line.
And praying for others is a wonderful way to just get a huge boost. Meetings. That's why I like the YouPray app. If you're feeling like you don't want to
directly call in. You can pray. You can text in a prayer. I do it all the time.
But if you're sitting in a meeting, instead of like checking Facebook, if you're feeling squirrely in a business meeting and you're sitting there,
yeah,
you can look down at your phone and do a quick You Pray prayer, blessing the meeting.
Bless the very everyone. People that That's you right. might be feeling intimidated by or whatever.
Yes.
It will, oh my God.
Do that during the meeting and hit send, and we guarantee you will feel a change and there will be a shift in the meeting.
All right. I agree. So let's get to the Daily Word.
That's right.
Yes. If you want to subscribe to the Daily Word, you go to darylanded.com. There's a little link there for special offer.
It's the lowest price offered, even lower than on the Daily Word page. They, yeah. they actually agreed to do that because they're so happy that we pay for the privilege to advertise the Daily Word every
that's
week
right,
on this
right.
show.
Also on our page, you can see today's Daily Word, or you can go to dailyword.com. And if you want to dip your toe in the water, you can just read it right there.
For free.
Yeah, yeah. And someone has joined us today. We're grateful that she is here with us. And her name is Brenda Strickland. We know her as an author because we found her book while we were at Unity Village last time, which we'll tell you about in a minute. But first, let's welcome Brenda Strickland.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh my gosh, we are so happy you're here.
Me too. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, wow!
Oh my gosh. That is awesome. You know,
well, why don't we let the cow back? Because a lot of our listeners already are familiar with John Strickland, and yes, they are related.
Well, okay, so we'll tell you a quick story. We went to Unity Village, and the last person we had on the air before going there was Reverend John Strickland, your husband. And he highly recommended, we had been there before, just between the two of us, but he recommended we go straight to the Peace Chapel, meditate there, because it's such a lovely place, as you know. And so as soon as we landed, the first thing we did is eat barbecue in Kansas City.
Yes, we did.
Joe Williams, our buddy. But then we've checked in.
Well, because it was on the way.
It was on the way, yeah. So then we checked in to the hotel, which is beautiful. We recommend it. And on our way, we said we're going straight to the Peace Chapel, and we'll sit and meditate, and we'll really ground into this place. But on our way, there's a little library box outside the Unity Village bookstore. We open it up, and it's tons of stuff that – you know, usually there's a jewel in there for, you know, and we try to find the jewel,
yes.
leave the rest, right? So the one jewel, the real jewel that we found was a book called Life, Love, and Lilies, The Sanctified Self by Brenda Bunch Strickland. So we took the book.
We went to the
Peace Chapel.
The Peace Chapel.
And we're going, I wonder if she's related to John Strickland.
But
in
wait, because I was actually going, wow. This is really a positive book, Ed.
We ended up reading from it on our show while we were at Unity Village, by the way. Yeah. But while we're in the Peace Chapel, we emailed John and said, we're here. We took your word. And we got this book in our hand. Are you related in any way? And he said, that's my wife, and she would love to come on your show. So now it has all come full circle.
So here
and we highly recommend this book to our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you. Writing that book was the most fun I have ever had.
So, well, it comes through.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was a music teacher for 35 years, so I was in the classroom. They paid me to sing, dance, and play games with kids, which I did.
That's like
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you see, and I decided that I was getting a little old for that, and it was time. Uh-huh. The spirit kind of said, it's time for you to move on. And my wise husband said, you know, I think you should write a book. So I said, okay. And I did. And spirit just said, thank goodness. Sit down and get your pen ready because here it comes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really sweet.
It's chock full of positive, what I want to say, practical, spiritual solutions in everyday situations. And Ed and I always appreciate that. And you give a lot of examples from your own life. And it's in plain English.
Yes.
Anyone can understand it and get a lift from it. You could. We just flip through it and find gems.
Yes. Yes.
Great. I'm so glad.
Yes. Is this the one book you've written, or have you written any other books?
The next book is it's cooking on the back burner right now. It's called Intentional Spirituality.
Ah.
It's either intentional spirituality or intentional life, and it hasn't quite decided which way it's going yet.
Yeah.
But the idea is an intention is something that we hold within, And when we set an intention, it comes from within us and it emerges into the world as our spiritual product.
Yes.
So I'm doing that work in workshops right now, like with Unity Church boards and with individuals and that sort of thing. But the book's going to come pretty soon.
Wonderful. Yeah, I can feel it just saying that. Just when you're describing that. Yeah, that's
thanks.
So
yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, I can imagine. So, do you have the daily word there with you?
I do. It's right here.
Are you ready to get your vocal cords ready for a nice reading?
Yes. Well, you didn't know we had a professional.
Yeah, well, little Daryl and Eddie get in our pajamas to listen to you read us a story.
And drink our cocoa.
Auntie Brenda will read you the daily word.
Yes! We love it. Yes, thank you.
All right, boys, take a deep breath. Today's word is unique. I am a unique creation of God. Unity authors Richard and Mary Alice Jafola wrote in The Quest, each of us is a congregation of inert elements of the physical universe, but we are unique vital clusters of those elements, able to walk and talk and dance and sing and think and love and contemplate our place in the universe. I am vital in God's plan, for I bring my own unique perspectives, talents, and contributions to my space in the universe. The same holds true for everyone else as well. When I meet new people, I honor our spiritual kinship by recognizing their distinctive traits, interests, and abilities. The Christ in me greets the Christ in them as unique creations of a higher power. It has the glory of God and a radiance like a very rare jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. That's the way it's described in the book of Revelations 21:11. And I would like to point out, I'm going to add this, when we say the Christ in me greets the Christ in them, that's the anointed in me greeting the anointed in them, and it's a mutual anointing of spirit by spirit.
Ah, that feels good.
I do love that. I love that. I can think I'm gonna keep applying that to my friend over at the lunch groups that I was talking about earlier. I'm gonna keep affirming the meat. That's another thing that we can do if there's someone that it's like there's some kind of like, I don't know. We're not seeing appreciating their uniqueness fully in our lives, but keep recognizing that we're meeting. The anointed in me is recognizing and meeting the anointed in them, and I know from past experience that it doesn't take long for everything to switch around, and I start to see that.
You know what? I was just thinking when you were reading that, Brenda. I was thinking how what tends to happen is when I'm in my little selfish mode. You know, I'm in busy thinking I'm taking care of myself. I could sometimes see people's uniqueness as, well, look at that guy. He's breathing too loud.
Yeah.
Look at that guy over there. Right. Whatever it is.
Right.
But it's kind of like we forget that we're really like without as our giant human family, we really are like the Avengers.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, those guys, when they weren't like busy focusing on their mission, and our mission is to anoint, you know, to see the, to realize our anointment and to anoint others. Like we forget our mission is to help encourage and lift up others. And then we feel lifted and courageous by doing it. So they would kind of like the Avengers are all like, oh, that guy can't stand the Hulk. Oh, Iron Man's a jerk. You know, they never really got along. But because they didn't like each other's differences, it was their differences that they kind of like didn't like until they had to come together for an important mission.
Yeah.
Then they appreciated that the Hulk could just pound things. They appreciated that Tony Stark had that super suit that could do this and that.
Yeah.
They appreciated the guy with the bow and arrow.
Right.
But when they were like bored and hanging out, that's when they got irritable. It's kind of like us. When I don't remember what my real purpose is, that I really am a child of God. I really am to live my life like a philanthropist, like an active agent for God.
Yeah.
That really lifts me and I feel good. When I forget that, which I do, which we all do,
yeah,
you know, that's when I tend to grumble. And right. And that's when I tend to forget that people's uniqueness are part of my superhero team.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, sort of a, our differences, one of the things in my new book is called protective reflexes. Mm-hmm. And those, that's the thing that, you know, what irritates us about other people and what is about us that kind of irritates other people, that's what creates dynamic tension. And sometimes that dynamic tension results in the most creative outcomes because
yes.
of the amount of energy generated by the friction.
Oh, yeah. You should see me and Ed go at it.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, that is true. I mean, I've experienced that in a few different creative situations where that is the case, you know?
Yes.
It also that reading about the uniqueness and hearing you guys talk reminds me a lot about what I do with the kids, you know, because, you know, I get to see, because basically I work with the kids who fall out of the kind of off the apple truck or whatever there, you know, and then no one knows quite what to do with them.
Yes.
And there's enough of the apples fall off and they turn into a whole group that I'm working with. And then we turn that into a joyful little
yes.
community. And once all the apples that fell off become joyful again, they somehow realize that they're part of the
bigger community.
Yeah, because it's only if the apple falls off and becomes bitter, right? Or the apples on the cart are pointing at the apple that fell off. And
yes.
But when someone comes in and goes, no, some apples are meant to be on the cart. Some are meant to fall off. And we're all part of this, like you said, this giant dynamic creative thing that's moving forward. It's so awesome for me because in that job, which God led to me to do, it's so easy for me to see the perfection in those kids because I fell off the cart in my own way also.
Yes.
And I love encouraging them and helping them to get out of the pitfalls of becoming
frightened, yes.
any of that stuff, and just encourage them to be who they are and, yes. and watch how the whole world around them changes for the better.
Oh, these kids are amazing.
And it's helpful for me to have someone else to be like you or, you know, or Brenda, whoever I'm talking to who's remembers who they are to help remind me of who I am.
Yes.
Because I can't always see – I judge parts of myself that I think are ugly oh. or bad. And I see others do it all the time. Only to find out that those are some of the parts that other people love the most.
I know. It's crazy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I'm with you all the way. That's right.
I just got reminded of something on this trip that I thought was totally a discarded part of my history.
Yeah.
When I was back in Union Village, I was also back there for an art exhibition I was participating in Kansas City with Joe Williams and the Endowment for Veterans Art Campaign. And after the show, the very next day, after the exhibition, first of all, during the exhibition, I got to see my work objectively. And this work is from 1996, from a show that's 20 years ago called Grown Ups in New York. And I kind of thought, this work is dead. You yeah. know what I mean? Maybe I should throw this stuff out.
Right.
I was really discounting it. But this opportunity came up, and Ed's encouragement said, no, send them these. So I didn't argue with someone saying it's a good thing. Like, I've learned not to do that. When mm-hmm. someone says, no, this is a good thing, I say, okay. I sent the artwork off. And during the exhibition, people were telling me how much they love this artwork.
Right.
And I'm still like kind of not quite believing it. And the next day, someone at the bookstore, the Unity Village bookstore, was asking about the artwork. Her name's Paula. She works the coffee
we
shop.
We love
there.
Paula.
Yes.
We love you.
And her nephew, Kobe, is an amazing artist. He's been blind since birth, and this kid is incredible.
Yeah.
So we were talking about him, and she goes, well, what's your artwork look like? And I said, well, if you Google Daryl Fizarro and the word art, it'll come up.
Yeah.
So she does that, and she goes, wow, these are impressive. And I go, well, let me see what you found. And I had no idea about this, and it was perfect that came the day after the show. There were collectors and auction houses that were reselling some of my paintings, very paintings from this old exhibition, which I have some left over that were in this new show from 20 years ago. And at the time of the show in 1996, they were $500 each for
right.
these paintings, or $500 to $700. Well, now these collection and auction houses, starting bid is $1,500 at Barnaby's, And then at this other gallery, they're 1800 and up. So I was like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. That same day, I get an email from a stranger to me from Long Island, New York, out by the Hamptons. And he looked me up in Google. He says, I'm wondering if this is Daryl Fazaro. Many years ago, I was at an exhibition. I bought some of your work. And he wanted to get in touch with me again. He was telling me how much he enjoyed the work.
Right.
And ironically, he has more new work. And he was wondering if I knew of galleries and collectors because he wanted to resell these paintings to make room for some new paintings. And I was like, I can't believe this. His name's Richard. I go, I can't believe this, Richard, because I just found a place that's right here.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it was just incredible. The things we think of, something you may have in your closet or something that you've put down years ago, I think is not worthwhile or it's kind of, you don't think it's of any value.
Right.
Don't throw it out until you show a friend.
Right.
You know, someone you trust. Because when Ed did that, without realizing it, opening up that dusty box from my attic, it was almost like in a Disney movie where the pixie dust with all the stars and stuff comes out of it.
Yeah.
And the life and magic came back. It really is an incredible thing.
Oh,
that's
man.
So cool.
Yes.
Fabulous. Yes.
So, Brenda, we want to thank you for coming on. If you have anything else to throw in before we move on, we got a few more things to do before we wrap up the show.
Well, one thing I would love to do is tell you that in the second printing, the title changed. It's now Life, Love, and Lilies, Everyday Spirituality.
Oh, great.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Everyday Spirituality. And it's available on Amazon. And that's probably the best place to get it because – or you can, BrendaStrickland.us, you can get in touch with me, but Amazon's the best place to get it.
And we'll put it on our reading list so people can just go there and click to buy it there because we recommend it. Everyday Spirituality is what our show is all about.
And isn't it funny because that's how I describe the book in a way because it's just like great, practical, everyday spiritual tips and tools on how to live a more joyful life, which is what today's show is all about.
There you go.
We'd love to have you on again sometime we'd be up for that.
It would be my joy. Thank you so much. This has been delightful.
Well, that's our trick. We purposely ask you on the air so you'll feel really uncomfortable saying no. So we should really lock you in.
No, this is wonderful. You just let me know.
Amen. Thank you. Well, tell John we said hello.
Yes.
I will. If it wasn't raining, I'd go join him over at the Bar and Grill, but it's nasty out there.
I love the fact that he's teaching a class at the Bar and Grill.
Yes. What's the class he's teaching and where is the Bar and Grill? You got to tell our listeners.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, okay. Well, the class is a project in prayer, positive prayer. I can't remember the name of it. That's embarrassing.
Okay.
But Nemo's Bar and Grill is in Peachtree Corners, Georgia, which is on the north, it's a northern suburb of Atlanta. Actually, it's on the way up to Roy Eugene Davis's place, which is not far from here.
Oh my God, so you know Roy Eugene
Absolutely. Davis. Absolutely.
Wow.
This is amazing.
I read that from him. Yeah, John has known Roy Eugene for 50 years.
Oh, that's amazing. God, this is crazy.
Yeah. So they go way back. But anyway, so he's at Nemo's Bar and Grill on Peachtree Parkway in Peachtree Corners, which is outside Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. We love you. I cannot believe these coincidences. I just love them. That's the funniest thing.
That's awesome. I know. He just found that pamphlet.
That's so cool. Yeah. Roy Eugene is fabulous, and he still walks his talk every day.
Maybe we can get him on the show sometime.
Yes.
Get in touch with his number two guy, who's sort of his right-hand man, is Ron Lindon. Okay. So get in touch with him.
Yeah, we'll email you to get that name again off the air.
You betcha.
Thank you so much. God bless
you. Thanks, guys. Take care.
We love you.
We love you.
Love you, too.
This is a little reading from Francis Wilshire. Last time I read the blessing one. This time I'm going to read this one, which is something you can do. Just like what we were talking about earlier. In your imagination, sense yourself as a million miles high, realizing that it is the power of God within you that is doing the work. Now, with the most persuasive voice, you say, I radiate divine love. I radiate divine love to every person and everything, to animal life, to vegetable life, and to mineral life, to all places of business, all homes, trains, ships, airplanes, etc. Try to realize through your radiation of love that you have released the white light to and in everybody and everything, which in turn brings into manifestation the inherent goodness and gives great protection.
Oh, that's what today's show is all about. I am anointed and I anoint you too.
And here's a great little story.
Oh, yes. Hold of
that, because on our last trip to Unity Village, Daryl and Ed walked into the Walmart to buy a rod and reel to go fishing.
At the lake on Unity Village.
That's right.
Gilmore Lake.
We didn't know which one to get, so we just grabbed one, and Daryl joyfully walked over the counter. A Walmart associate was standing there wearing dark shades. It turned out to be Chico, a fan of the show. Daryl said,
"Excuse me, Chico, can you tell me anything about this rod and reel?"
Chico replied,
"It's Daryl and Ed from Funniest Thing. As you know, I'm completely blind, but if you'll drop the rod on the counter, I can tell you everything you need to know from the sound it makes."
Daryl didn't really believe Chico, but dropped it on the counter anyway. Chico listened, smiled, and replied,
"That's a 6-foot Shakespeare graphite rod with a Zebco 404 reel, a 10-pound test line. It's a good all-round combination. It's on sale this week for only $20.
Daryl said,
"That's amazing, Chico. You can tell all that just by the sound of dropping it on the counter? I'll take it."
As Daryl opened his wallet, his credit card dropped on the floor.
"Ooh, that sounds like a MasterCard."
Daryl bent down to pick it up and accidentally broke wind. At first, he felt embarrassed, but then realized there was no way that Chico could tell who farted, being blind. He wouldn't know that Daryl and Ed were the only people in line. Chico rang up the sale and said,
"That'll be $34.50, please."
Daryl was confused by the total, and he asked,
"Chico, didn't you tell me it was on sale for $20? How'd you get $34.50?
Chico smiled and said,
"Yes, my friends, the rod and reel is $20, but that duck call's $11, and the catfish stink bait is $3.50.
Yes. Look through these. These are quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Go here, over here.
Gabby, thank you.
All right. Carol Smith said, "Thank you for all the spiritual food, inspiration, and humor." And yes, it was Gabby the Postal Pitbull who delivered it, so thank you.
And thank you, Carol Smith, for hitting the donation tab on our website and giving us that general donation. Oh, this is from Susie Thompson, our Facebook good newser, as Ed calls her. "Good morning. I'm in love with your podcast. Pumpkin and I," that's her cat, "really enjoy listening while wrapping presents. Y'all's gift of spitting off humor and spirituality is like cotton candy for my ears. Sugar Rush. Have a super awesome week, my Duke boys, Daisy." She also reminded us just this morning, jump! You can use your underwear as a parachute.
Yes. Deborah Daniels on Facebook said, "I so appreciate your messages, humor, and cartooning." Christina Robom of Oakland, California said, "I was listening to The Game of Life, getting my kick in the shin this morning, and every traffic light was green. Thanks for showing me that podcast app. I've been looking for one."
That's right. You can get The Game of Life for free as a podcast.
Yes. And last thing here, Daily Word posted on Facebook last week.
Oh, yeah. They said, "The Daily Word family of readers includes Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed on Unity Online Radio. Listen in today at 5 o'clock Central Time as they share today's Daily Word message on home blessing and how to bring the warmth of your home wherever you go."
Speaking of the warmth of the home, there's one thing Daryl and I like to gather around this time of year.
Yes, during the holidays.
Nestled up in sweaters.
Yeah, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, isn't it, Ed?
That's right. We like to sing together.
Shout, shout, let your joy out. These are the things Daryl and Ed are about. So come on, we're talking to you. Come on.
Visit DarylandEd.com to find easy links to everything we do, including the Funniest Thing
Brenda
Facebook
Strickland,
page.
We love
on
you.
Fan page on Facebook.
Life, Love, and Lilies, Everyday Spirituality.
That's right. You can check out our Twitter feed at Daryl and Ed. And you could write to us at Funniest Thing, P.O. Box 1312, Culver City, California, 90232. And as always, thank you for being a part of Funniest
Shout
Thing with Daryl and Ed on Unity Online Radio.
Let your joy out. These are the things Daryl and Ed are about. So come on. We're talking to you. Come on. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to The Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed. Listen in every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central as these unlikely saints share more real-life stories of how surrendering to divine order always leads to better-than-expected outcomes. This program has been made possible by God through automated monthly transfers from Daryl and Ed's credit cards.
Sometimes you feel so alone and overwhelmed, you don't know where to turn. These days, it seems like there is no end to our problems. We invite you to connect with Silent Unity, the 24-hour prayer ministry where someone is waiting to pray with you right now. Since 1890, Silent Unity has always been there. No judgment or dogma, just someone affirming the best for you. Call 816-969-2000 today. You can also connect online at unityprayervigil.org.